Kristen Davis. Hello, how are you?
Hi, I'm really well. How are you?
Very good, thank you. And delighted to meet you. Charlotte was always my favourite.
Oh, that's sweet. Thank you.
I've said it to everybody. No,
really?
No,
I'm going to find out. I'm going to go ask.
Uh-oh.
I can find out.
Listen, at 4 years in the making, was there ever a point where you thought, hey, this isn't going to happen?
Well, deep down inside, I did believe it was going to happen, but they kept telling me, the suits, as we like to call them, kept telling me that it was not going to happen. So I tried to believe them, but I didn't really believe them.
No, it was always there, wasn't it?
It was always lurking there, but you never really know. You know, Hollywood is a strange place, and it obviously it's a pretty big undertaking. So there are business things, you know, whatever, that we had to work through.
And you brought it to London first. That was a strange choice. New York is the obvious place to do it.
Yeah, this thing cracks me up. Everyone keeps asking this. Okay, so first of all, the UK has always been tremendously, tremendously supportive of all of us, which we are very, very aware of. Most of us came here during the show to promote the show and saw for ourselves. So I think in that way, it made total sense. And the way the world works now is that you release a movie on the same date or near the same date almost all the way around the world. So there is a business situation, a business model, where you're looking at maximizing that opening. And it's not that we're not going to New York. We're just going to New York last. Last is the biggest. We're building up. Do you know what I mean? Now, after we've now been here, I don't know that we can top here, but we did not really expect that. Do you know what I'm saying? We thought it was going to be like a slow build to New York. We had no idea that the fans were going to turn out like they did.
It was crazy. I was talking to Kim earlier, and she said she felt like one of the Beatles.
She's funny. In our fantasies, we're one of the Beatles, but I mean, it certainly is that weird, surreal, like you can't quite believe. Like, it is strange. I mean, my publicist took pictures, and I'm glad because I would have trouble believing it if she didn't.
It was pretty huge.
Yeah, it was like a dream. It was like a very weird, like dreamy, like slow-mo, like screaming fans and people in flash bulbs.
It was certainly that. Hey, now listen, you all look gorgeous as well.
Thanks.
It's a huge influence, this show, this film, on the world of fashion. Why do you think that is?
Why? That's a good one. Why is hard to answer, but I think it's partly because there wasn't really another show or movie like this where we're actually playing certain characters who have a very kind of rarefied world where they do wear the designer clothes. Like, these are based on real women who do dress like this, which people forget sometimes, I know. But also, once we started the show, we had this tremendous support from the designers themselves, and we would never be able to do what we've been able to do without them. I mean, we get the samples, like, right off the runway, and they're one-of-a-kind things that often we have to return because they don't end up making them for market because they're so special. So it's something where we've kind of worked together, and it's just been a happy union, a happy marriage, and we've obviously benefited tremendously, and we're spoiled rotten because of it. So it's just a weird lucky thing, I think.
Yeah, you must really love the fact that you got chosen for that part all those years ago. It's like, ooh, I've done all right here.
Absolutely. I mean, none of us knew what it would turn into, and none of us ever expected to be having a job 10 years later where we're getting to travel the globe and premiere our film. I mean, it's crazy, crazy, crazy luck, crazy good luck.
We've actually got a competition running on Magic where we're going to be giving away designer goods of the wardrobe of the girls of Sex and the City. I don't think it's actually your wardrobe.
I was going to say, what do you mean? What do you mean? Like what? I'd like to know.
We broke into your hotel.
That would be awful. You mean like Jimmy Choo shoes or something, like things that are connected.
Tiffany bracelets.
You know. Oh, nice. Mm. That's a good competition. What does one have to do to win this competition?
Well, you've just got to answer a question about Sex and the City.
No way. Good one. Did you make them hard?
I've made them pretty hard, yeah.
Good.
I've sat through all the box sets.
No way.
Oh, yeah.
Good job.
I'm actually now an expert.
I bet. You know, sometimes they give us tests, and I do pretty well, but sometimes you have to really, like, rack your brain because it's been a lot of years.
Well, what's the one thing that you would like to win, you know, if you didn't own it already?
From the movie.
Yeah.
What would I like to win if I didn't own it already? I would like to win. This is really crazy. I would like to win Charlotte's engagement ring that she now wears on her right hand because it's so big. because her wedding ring is so big that they couldn't both fit on my finger. And it's a beautiful emerald cut diamond from H. Stern that you don't get to see enough of in the film. Like, I should have been like waving my hand around in front of my face or something so that you could see it. That's what I'd like to win.
But they needed a crane or wires to actually lift it up.
I know. I mean, I thought it was so big that it would be like really, really obvious. But you know, there's a lot going on in the, you've seen the movie, so there's a lot going on in the frame. And but I should have been like, hello, hello, big ring.
So that's the one that you'd have.
Yes. Yes. Cool. And then I'd have to lock it in the safe.
You see, I'd have gone for Carrie's apartment.
Oh, really? You're so adorable. If you saw how little it is, you would want my apartment instead. My apartment, one of the New Line executives came up to me on the set at the party the other night and said, like, I want to live in Charlotte's apartment. And I was like, yeah, I know, when you saw the set. And he said, yeah. I mean, my apartment is so beautiful and so huge. Like, the actual set is so huge that I could fit 5 Carries in mine.
Although saying that, I probably actually want to adopt your daughter.
I want to adopt my daughter, cute. Too. I know. And she has a twin sister named Parker. And they are so adorable. But they have really fantastic parents. So we can't adopt them. Oh. I thought about it. I did think about it.
You actually had to give that one back.
I did have to give them back. Yes. I borrowed both because Parker helped out. We had 2.
Oh, that's good.
Yeah, yeah.
Well, listen, I wish you all the best
Thank
with
you.
The film. And fingers crossed for the sequel.
Thank you very much. And good luck with the contest.
Thank you.
Very nice. Very good thinking.